Today is Tuesday, September 29th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Today in the news, Kachara Mountain Park hosts their first annual Fall Colors Disc Golf Tournament, and in the state, Water World has released plans for two new rides for next season. In the world, the English stately home is an iconic British cultural symbol, but like the rest of culture today, it's catching some heat. Stick around and find out why. Support for today's podcast comes from the Chronicle News Media Group, presenting their free business marketing service Project 360 to help reconnect businesses with their audiences. For more information, call 719-846-3311. All T-Dad Talk episodes are produced by the Chronicle News Media with additional support from T-Dad Radio.
Tune in at tdadradio.com.
Okay, let's jump into today's weather. Sunny skies ahead of us today with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight we'll dip down to lows around 45 degrees. For Wednesday, sunny skies again, warming us up to about 80 degrees for the high. Now, here's the news. On Saturday, September 26th, Disc Golf Discs soared at Kuchara Mountain Park's inaugural Fall Colors Disc Golf Tournament. With 28 people who participated in both the competitive and recreational divisions, like regular golf, the game is played by throwing discs at a basket, serving as the hole with 18 holes total, or baskets total, and different size discs for different distances and purposes. Organizers for the tournament, Jim Swenson and John Galusha, expressed they were pleased with the turnout and thanked everyone for coming up to play. Swenson said he hoped they could make the park's disc golf course a prime destination for professional players. In the competitive division, Brad Fiala won first place and echoed what other players had voiced throughout the day, that they had a good thing going at Kuchara Mountain Park, and he looked forward to coming back. Adding to the enjoyment of the event, Kuchara Mountain Adventure and Mercantile owner Chris Smith opened the doors of one of their buildings to show off some of the progress that's been made, and now it's a community center available to rent for weddings and things like that. They also loaned out putting clubs and golf balls for visitors to take advantage of their nostalgic Forest Putt-Putt golf course. Super cool. Along with disc golf and putt-putt, the park boasts some great hiking opportunities, wildlife and bird viewing, a great area for sledding once snow starts to stick, and a lot of other cool stuff. There are also plans to refurbish a rock climbing wall on one side of the event center, and volunteers are hoping to get some trails established for mountain biking so the park is a blast with or without snow. With one of the lifts having just passed their Colorado Tram Board inspection, where it continues to move forward on getting it up and operational as quick as possible, but with COVID-19 difficulties slowing down the process, plans to open the lift for this winter may have to be pushed back, Smith said. Currently, fall colors abound at the park, and there's still time to catch the bright yellow and orange aspen that adorn the mountainsides throughout the park and surrounding countryside. The park, with staff and volunteers, are continuing to use funds to get the lift going and trails refurbished, and is still accepting donations. There are also still ski lift chairs that can be sponsored for $500 each, which include having your name or organization placed on the chair of the lift once it's back in operation. To find out more, visit their website, thekucharamountainpark.org. Happening in the state, Water World was closed this past summer due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but when it reopens, you'll be able to enjoy two new attractions. The park is working on one of the largest themed expansions in its 41-year history, called Alpine Springs. The springs include a two-lane racing water coaster called Roaring Forks and Centennial Basin, a two-person tube bowl with a design based on the Colorado state flag. Happening in the world, few things are as quintessentially English as a stately home. Tourists love them, and their guaranteed box office draw, as Downton Abbey and Pride and Prejudice can attest. But there's a more disturbing side. Many of these country estates are indelibly linked to brutal legacies of slavery and colonialism, and while their grim origins may have been previously overlooked, they're now facing a new level of scrutiny that, amid raging debates over how Britain reckons with its imperial past, has exploded into its own cultural conflict. At the center of the controversy is a new report into the matter by the National Trust, a heritage body created in 1895 to preserve places of natural beauty and historic interest across England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Some 29 properties were found to have benefited from compensation after owning slaves was abolished in Great Britain in 1837, including Hare Hill in Cheshire, where the owners, the Hibbert family, received the equivalent of $8.8 million to make up for the loss of slaves. The National Trust says it's chosen now to highlight this issue because of rising public awareness that, in the UK, hit the headlines with the divisive tearing down of the 18th century slave trader's statue in the port city of Bristol. But not everyone agrees, and in some cases the response has been one of indignation and fury. Despite threats online to cancel memberships, these have remained steady, and many people have expressed interest in hearing more about these connections. Happening this week, thank goodness for Mount Carmel keeping things rolling with their free online classes. To check out what they have on the docks for this week and register for links to join, visit their website at mountcarmelcenter.org. That's mtcarmelcenter.org. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events we should be aware of here at the Chronicle, please feel free to reach out to us so we can make sure to spread the word. As always, for a deeper look into today's stories, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and support your local journalism with a subscription. Thanks for sticking around for another T-Dad Talk. If you like this podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button and also drop us a message on our T-Dad Radio Facebook page and let us know how we're doing. We always like to hear all the creative ways we can continue to make what we do here at the Chronicle even better. Another special thanks to the Chronicle News Media Group and their Project 360 services, free to help local businesses reconnect with their audiences. This is Cameron Wayne. Have a great day.
This is Chronicle News Media.